All right, let's dive into a really fun one. In this lesson, we're taking a clean vocal phrase and turning it into a gritty, tape-warp texture that lives behind your jungle and old-school drum and bass drums. So this is not about making a lead vocal sound polished or radio-ready. We're doing the opposite. We're turning the voice into atmosphere, tension, rhythm, and that dark side VHS rave color that makes a track feel haunted, nostalgic, and a little bit broken in the best way. The big idea here is simple. In jungle and old-school D&B, vocals often work better as texture than as a full-song vocal. Think ghostly MC echoes, chopped rave chants, sampled cassette artifacts, or a haunted rhythmic layer tucked into the breakbeat. That's the lane we're in today. First, choose the right vocal source. You want something short, characterful, and not too perfect. Great choices are one-word samples, chopped phrases, MC shouts, whispered lines, soul fragments, or ripped a cappella snippets. If the vocal already has some attitude or emotion, that's a bonus. And if it sounds a little too nice, that's okay too, because we're about to dirty it up. Next, drag the vocal into Ableton and turn warp on. The point here is not perfect timing. The point is texture. If it's a full phrase, try complex, pro, or repitch. For shorter chops, complex or tones can work well. If there are rhythmic transients and you want a chopped rave feel, beats mode can be cool too. Don't be afraid to cut the vocal into a few small clips and let some of them drift a little off-grid. That slight instability adds grime and nostalgia. We want it to feel human and sampled, not corrected and clinical. Now let's build the main effects chain. A really strong starting point in Ableton Live 12 is EQ8, Saturator, Redux, Auto Filter, Echo, Reverb, and Utility. You can absolutely add more later, but this gets us the core VHS rave character. Start with EQ8. Use this to shape the vocal like a sample, not like a lead. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on how muddy it is. If it's sharp, cut a bit around 2.5 to 5 kHz, then roll off some top end around 8 to 12 kHz if you want that darker tape vibe. The goal is for the vocal to sit with dusty breaks and sub-heavy bass, not fight them. After that, add saturator. A bit of drive goes a long way here. Try around 3 to 8 dB of drive and keep soft clip on. This gives the vocal density and helps it cut through a packed drum pattern. In D&B, especially when the break is busy, saturation is useful because it helps the vocal stay audible without needing to be loud. Then bring in Redux for that digital degradation and VHS adjacent edge. Start subtle with the downsample amount, maybe somewhere around 2x to 6x, and add a little bit of bit reduction if you want more dirt. This is a great parameter to automate too. You can make the vocal feel like it's slowly falling apart during a build or breakdown, which adds tension without needing extra notes. Now use Auto Filter to give it that sampled off vinyl, cassette, or warehouse radio tone. Low pass or band pass can both work really well. Heap the cutoff anywhere from about 500 Hz up to 6 kHz depending on how buried you want it. A bit of resonance helps it speak, and a gentle LFO can add movement if you want it to feel unstable. I like automating the cutoff slightly in transition so the vocal opens up for a moment, then collapses back into murk. After that, echo is your dub space and your grime machine. Sync the time to something musical like 1/8, 1/4, or dotted values. Keep the feedback moderate, maybe 20 to 45%. Roll off highs and lows in the delay so the repeats feel like they're bouncing through a damp concrete space instead of a shiny modern room. If the delay starts stepping on your snare, duck it or sidechain it a bit so the groove stays clear. Then add reverb, but keep it controlled. You want fog, not a wash that smears the whole drum pattern. Try a decay somewhere around 1.5 to 4 seconds, with a short pre-delay, and cut the low end out of the reverb. A bit of high cut helps it stay old and fogged in rather than glossy. Honestly, short reverb printed or resampled can often sound more sampled and authentic than a huge live tail. Finish the chain with utility, so you can control width and keep the mix solid. If the vocal gets too wide and messy, narrow it a little. If it's just a background texture, you can widen it slightly, but always check mono compatibility. In jungle and D&B, the center of the mix matters a lot, especially with kick, snare, and sub. If you want a heavier variation, you can add a few extra devices after the core chain. Drum bus is great if the vocal needs more punch and low-mid physicality. Keep the drive moderate and be careful with the boom, because vocal textures usually don't need extra low-end. Roar is another great option if you want a more aggressive, industrial dark side feel. Use it carefully, so you don't completely destroy the vocal unless that's the goal. and corpus can be really eerie on short vocal fragments. It can make the voice feel like it's being stretched through some haunted metal object. Subtle amounts go a long way there. Now comes the part that makes this really work in a drum and bass context: rhythm. Vocal texture should interact with the drums like another percussion layer. It can answer the snare, fill spaces between break hits, emphasize the downbeat before the drop, or create call and response with the break. A really good practical move is to duplicate the processed vocal, slice it up, and place the fragments strategically. Try putting hits on the offbeat, just before a snare, after a snare tail, or in the gaps between ghost notes. Reverse a word or two if you want extra tension. Suddenly the vocal stops behaving like a voice and starts behaving like part of the groove. One of the best old school techniques here is resampling. Once you've got the chain sounding good, record it to audio. That does a few important things. It makes the sound more cohesive, easier to chop, and more like a real sampled record fragment. It also lets you capture good accidents, like clipped echoes, weird filter sweeps, or tails that swell in an unexpected way. That stuff is gold in jungle. Don't resample everything, though. Capture the moments that feel alive. When you arrange the vocal texture, think about function first. Ask yourself, is this layer a rhythmic accent, a bed of atmosphere, a transition effect, or a hooky callout? The processing should support that role. In the intro, start filtered and distant. Let one or two fragments hint at the idea before the drums fully arrive. In the first drop, keep it sparse so the drums and bass own the moment. In the breakdown, bring the vocal forward a bit, open the filter, maybe let the delay breathe more. Then in the second drop, bring back chopped vocal hits as a rhythmic hook, but keep them shorter and dirtier so they don't crowd the break. There are a few common mistakes to watch for. First, making the vocal too clean. If it sounds polished, it can fight the dark side vibe. Second, too much reverb. That can wipe out the groove fast. Third, letting the vocal mask the snare. The snare is sacred in jungle and old school D&B, so leave space around it. Fourth, overprocessing too early. If you destroy the sample immediately, you lose flexibility. And fifth, leaving too much low end in the vocal. That will clutter the kick and sub relationship, so high pass aggressively when needed. A few pro tips to finish. Layer the vocal texture with break ambience, vinyl crackle, room tone, or jungle atmosphere so it feels like it belongs in the same sample universe. Add subtle pitch drift for that VHS tape feeling. Use parallel processing so you have one cleaner ghost layer and one fully degraded layer, then blend them. Automate one parameter at a time, like filter cutoff, redux amount, or delay feedback, because small changes usually sound more musical than big sweeps. And print a few versions, subtle, medium grit, and full destroyed rave tape. Then choose based on the section of the track. Here's a great practice move. Build a 4-bar vocal texture loop. Pick a short vocal, process it with the core chain, resample 4 bars, while automating the filter, redux, and delay. Then chop the resampled audio into a few pieces and place them so they answer the break. Compare a version with heavy reverb and a version with short gritty delay. You want to feel like the vocal belongs in a dark warehouse jungle set, not a clean vocal song. So the takeaway is this. In dark side jungle and old school D&B, the vocal is often strongest when it behaves like an instrument. It should be rhythmic, haunted, sample-based, and tucked into the groove. If you get that balance right, the track starts to feel cinematic, gritty, and full of rave memory. If you want, I can also turn this into a tight Ableton rack layout with exact device settings and macro assignments.